This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House confidentially reviewed documents that revealed extensive efforts to generate an after-the-fact justification for U.S. President Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine, according to the Washington Post. AP correspondent Matt Small.
The newspaper, citing three people familiar with the records, reports the research was done by the White House Counsel's Office. Among the hundreds of documents found, emails between Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and White House budget officials seeking to provide an explanation for the withholding of nearly $400 million in security assistance. The Post also reports that a person briefed on the matter said White House lawyers are expressing concern that the review turned up some unflattering and potentially embarrassing email exchanges. Matt Small, Washington.
A federal judge has ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress in a setback to President Trump's effort to keep his top aides from testifying in the House impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The former White House counsel was a vital witness in Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian election meddling and President Trump's efforts to squash that probe. In interviews with Mueller's team, McGahn described the president calling him at home in June of 2017, directing him to tell the Justice Department that Mueller had conflicts of interest and should be removed. Mueller's report said McGahn declined the command, deciding that he would resign rather than carry it out. After the episode became public, Mueller's report said the president demanded McGahn dispute news reports and questioned why he had taken notes of their conversations. Ben Thomas, Washington.
London's transit authority on Monday refused to renew Uber's license to operate. The ride-hailing company is vowing to appeal that decision. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court says that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg returned to the court after a health scare this weekend. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back after a two-night stay in the hospital. The Supreme Court says the 86-year-old justice is attending an annual fall classical music program that she's presided over for more than 10 years. Ginsburg was taken to Johns Hopkins Hospital on Friday with a fever and chills. She was treated for a possible infection with intravenous antibiotics and fluids. The justice has had cancer four times, twice in the past year. She underwent radiation treatment in August for a tumor on her pancreas and had surgery last December to remove a growth on her lung. Jennifer King, Washington.
As the Pope visits Japan to campaign against nuclear weapons, abuse cases roil the church in his home country, Argentina. AP correspondent Walter Radcliffe.
An Argentine court has convicted two priests of abusing deaf children at a Catholic-run school. Each of the priests were sentenced to more than four decades in prison. In another case, an Argentine bishop once close to the Pope has announced he would arrive back in the country Tuesday to respond to prosecutors' allegations of sex abuse. The attorney for Bishop Gustavo Zanchetta says the bishop will fully cooperate with authorities. A prosecutor accuses the bishop of aggravated continuous sexual assault of two adult seminarians. He has denied the charges. I'm Walter Ratliff.
A K-pop singer, Kuhara, was found dead at her home Sunday. And fans led an emotional tribute for her in South Korea's capital. Michelle Hennessy has more.
A tearful memorial for K-pop star Kuhara on Monday. Fans showed up in Seoul to mourn the death of the 28-year-old singer. Ku was found dead in her home in the South Korean capital on Sunday, according to a local news agency. The late singer was a former member of Kara, one of the first female K-pop bands to make it on the international stage. In May this year, she was hospitalized after being found unconscious in her home. A month later, she spoke out on the difficulties of overcoming depression and pleaded for positivity on social media.
Two people were killed in clashes with people in eastern Congo Monday after protesters in the town of Beni set fire to the mayor's office and several UN buildings. The protesters are angry over a new round of violence by suspected Islamist rebels. The U.S. has called its ambassador to South Sudan back to Washington for consultations. This as Washington reevaluates its relationship with the country after a delay in implementing a fragile peace deal. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.